Hey there, and welcome to the One Church podcast. This message was recorded live at one of our services. If you'd like to know more about life at One Church, visit us online at weareone.church or check us out on social media.
There you have it, everyone. Thrive Zimbabwe, we launched it, we had a great time, we actually made it to the country. Despite some trouble in Dubai, they had a year's worth of rain in one day, and that was on the Tuesday. We landed on the Thursday-ish, I think, into absolute chaos. So we were stuck. What should have taken us 19 hours took us just shy of 60 hours to get to the country. Amy shared that last week, and I hear that she enjoyed sharing the fact that I lost my suitcase.
She did.
Oh, and that suitcase, though, you should know this, was filled with gifts for underprivileged children. So I'm not sure why she found that funny. But church, I can only apologise for the humour of Pastor Amy there. I didn't find that funny at all. I've had a while to think on that one. But we had a wonderful time, and we want to share some of the highlights with you. So would you please join me in welcoming some of the team that came. We have Abby, Maria, and my father, Roger Jordan. So, Dad, Abby, Maria, welcome. Are you feeling okay?
Yes.
You managed to sleep since getting back?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well done. Well, Abby, we'll start with you. I wonder if you could tell us just a little bit about your expectations going into the trip and maybe where they met or what was different from that.
I think my expectation was to get there, Nathan.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would be my expectation. Yeah. I think originally, to be honest, I didn't really have anything. I hadn't been on a mission trip since I was 14, and that was to the Philippines. So I actually hadn't done an international missions trip since then. And I do remember, I think I was even talking to Sarah Atherton, and I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to be feeling. Yeah. I'm going somewhere, but I don't know what to expect. I don't know what I should be like. And to be honest, I actually did feel a little bit numb because I just didn't know what I was going into. So that really was where I was at. And then obviously the journey there was an experience, to say the least. And so then my expectation was just like, Lord, just get me to Zimbabwe. Just if anything else, because the reason why it was a big difficulty was everyone could check in apart from me. So I couldn't check into the flight to Harare. And I was like, am I stuck in Dubai? Like, am I going to be here? Like, am I going to have to live in the airport? Is it going to be like the terminal take two? And so I was, so then my expectation was just to get there. And then as soon as I got there, oh my goodness, I was just blown away by the culture. I was blown away by the scenery. Like, oh, the sunset in Zimbabwe is, oh,
like nothing else.
Yeah. And the scenery, it's like natural architecture. Like, you look at the rocks and it's like, nah, someone's got to have made the rocks looking like that. And then just the people and the culture. I think I just was so, like, in a good way, overwhelmed, and was just soaking it in. So, like, blew my expectation. I went from numb to just feeling all the feelings at once. So, yeah.
Oh, well done, Abby. And just to go to Maria, just to say, the team held it together so well. When you're prepping and you're planning and you put all the energy and effort into it, and then you get stuck, it's enough to kind of push anyone over the edge a little bit. But like, well done, Abby, Maria, Dad, we stuck together, didn't we? And did well in the chaos of the transport. But Maria, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit, why did we go out there? What was the purpose of the mission? What do we hope to achieve?
Yeah, the heart was to bring like our Thrive summer camp and all that the heart is behind that to Zimbabwe. So like the heart with Thrive is to create space for our young people to really encounter God, to like dig deeper, to have personal interaction, encounters, revelation with Jesus, and the ability to bring that to Zimbabwe to create those same opportunities. But also like the joy and the life and the culture of it was such a privilege, and that was the heart. And also to bring all that our young people had invested into that with us. So was it last year, Nathan, that we did Thrive Zimbabwe offering, and our young people gave so generously. There was over £4,000.
Just under £4,000.
Just under £4,000 that they gave. And this is what, like, we were able to like feed into that camp in Zimbabwe. So we got supplies like crafts, sports equipment, all these things that we were able to really bless them with and really show the love of God in that. And just again, like create this Thrive Summer Camp, the heart of it's to really create that space for our young people and their young people to really meet with Jesus in an incredible, special, life-changing way. So that was our heart. Yeah. And to represent that and represent all of you guys in that. But yeah, those young people are just beautiful. So it was a privilege and honour. Yeah, just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a bit of context for us then. So Pastor Kennedy, who's the pastor out there in Zimbabwe, he came to Gloucester in 2005 to study study ministry and things like that. And he lived here for a few years, fell in love with the church, got on really well with Pastor Simon. And there was a real synergy, I think, and our hearts were the same. So when he went back to Zimbabwe, the plans were began to form about launching a one church in Zimbabwe, and he launched a church in Zimbabwe in Rusape, which is 2 hours from Harare, in a very kind of poor area, and he launched the church there. And he was telling us, wasn't he, on the trip, that when he went back there were maybe 20 people there. There are now 6 churches that are planted around the area, from the capital to lots of the rural areas, well over 100 to 200 that are represented across those locations. So it was wonderful to see, and we'll talk a little bit more about the churches that are being planted around the area. And these are one churches. This is part of our family. This is wonderful what God's doing there. And I would say when we were there and we went to launch Thrive Summer Camp, all the great things that God's doing here, we saw him do there. And across our week, I think around 60 people gave their life to Christ when we invited them to know Jesus. So that was fantastic, wasn't it? So Dad, I wonder if you could share a little bit of your personal highlight. Now, every time Dad got an opportunity to introduce himself, he would introduce himself as my dad. And then everyone would give him a round of applause. It was like, oh, wow. Yeah. It was well done. And you enjoyed that, didn't you, a little bit?
Well, hi, I'm Nate's dad.
All right.
Yeah. So I know there's so many highlights. I mean, you can just, it's just a really fantastic trip. And I know we should have a real spiritual one to start with. But one of my highlights was driving Kennedy's truck through the bush. It was such an experience. You'd sort of go down tarmac road and you'd run out of that, go all these little dirt tracks. They would run out, you'd go across fields. So it was great fun. But we were going in the truck to get to visit the goat projects. And I don't know if you, most of you remember, but we gave money to buy goats. And I was one of those that gave some money. And I don't think until you get there, you appreciate, okay, we've given goats, but the impact that has had on people's lives out there is actually incredible. We spoke to one lady who was given a goat that we gave for. And she said that goat had babies. And then, so she had about five or six goats in the end. And then she was able to sell 2 of them to put her kids through school. So, so the impact of us all giving has really changed lives in Africa, and that was really great to see. So, yeah, it was one of my highlights.
Absolutely, well said. And here's one of the goats here. This was a goat that was just born, and they let us name the goat. So this is Roger holding baby Roger. So Roger the goat, everyone. But just to say, Dad was an absolute source of strength and stability for us there as a team, with all the logistics and all of the things that changed as we went. You were incredible, Dad. But not only that, not only this calm presence, he shared and spoke. And you'll be first to say, Dad, you enjoy the microphone. But God used Dad powerfully to bring testimony and to share about the goodness of God. So well done in stepping out your comfort zone. And you did incredibly. Abby, I wonder if you could share a highlight of yours.
I have 2 highlights,
Nathan.
Go for it.
My
first highlight, so me and Maria got put on with the kids work when we did the Thrive Summer Camp. So normally with Thrive for us, it's just youth, but out there they have kids. The kids Kids Thrive and Youth Thrive put together. And so we had the privilege of having the Kids Thrive. And we hadn't done kids, I haven't done kids work for ages, but I'm grateful for Tom Geaches because he taught me all the kids work, that all I knew. And Maria's never done it before, but Maria smashed it so well. And it was just such a highlight to see. We played games, just to see the joy in their faces. And I realized, oh, how much I miss doing like kids work with these young people. And we were doing just the simple stories like The Good Samaritan or David and Goliath, and just seeing these young kids just like really get involved in like acting and getting involved in it. And I think my favorite thing was every verse we taught, we did actions with the verse. And so the next day we go, oh, who remembers the verse? And oh, I can't even remember them myself, but like, it's like, I think one of them, like, if God is for us, then who can be against us? And they remembered them. And even the actions, we did Superhero, that old Hillsong kids song. And like, Kendi and Priska's youngest, Tinae, stayed with us a lot of the times, and she would be doing the actions up until the end of the day. And it was just so great to just see a little bit of an impact for these young kids and just spending time with them. And then my second highlight was the worship. Oh my goodness. Boy, do they know how to dance. Oh my gosh, they like the footwork. It's just like an art form. I didn't even know legs could move like that. And I was trying my best to catch up. Nathan knows how to do it.
How is
dance
this happening
off,
again?
Dance off, dance
This
off,
happened in dance. Zimbabwe. She made me do a dance off. Stop it, Kev.
Yeah, that my other highlight was making Nathan do a dance off. Because Nathan had the microphone and he was like, no one's going to do it. And I've got everyone to shout, Nathan, dance. And he had no choice but to dance. It was really
so
good.
Awkward dad dancing came out that day. And it will stay in Zimbabwe.
It was beautiful. But yeah, their dancing was incredible. And their joy and their worship, I just was like, oh, yeah, it just made me feel so, I just felt so privileged to witness it and be there. Yeah, so we need to dance like that. We need to learn. Like, we need to do that. So yeah.
Wonderful. And we said one thing we'd love to see happen is, because we've brought Pastor Kennedy over and Priska's come over, but we'd love to bring some of their youth team and their worship team over one day, and maybe they can show us how to dance and praise.
Show us how to dance.
And worship. They could teach us a few things, absolutely. Yeah. Well done, Abby. Maria, same question to you. What's one of your highlights?
It was just amazing. So Abby's touched a little bit on the joy that they have there. They have such a joy, like they really rejoice. And what was a challenge for me and a highlight in the same kind of thing was that like they have their eyes fixed on Jesus. Like there's a joy that stands with them always because they know the joy that's in Jesus. And with that, like paired with that in like their young people, like that was in worship. Also, there was a real hunger in them to like dig deep, to hear about God, to kind of ask God for like personal revelation. And there was on Saturday night, I got the privilege to share a bit, and afterwards, like ministry time to do with the Holy Spirit. And these young people, oh, it was incredible. Like on the screen at the end of that video, you saw some glow sticks, and this was like the moment before there was like real prayer about like Holy Spirit, come and move. And in unison, like the whole room was praying that the Holy Spirit would stir them, would like activate like the gifts of the Spirit, all of this. But there was such a hunger that everyone in unison was really, I can't even describe it, like it was from within. Like it was such a hunger and a prayer for the Holy Spirit to move, and it was incredible. And there was this one young boy, so he was like with us in kids, and I caught a glimpse of him in that moment. He was like so young, so little, but his eyes were like this and his hands were like this, and he was praying, and it was so powerful, because it's just this image of like, oh, like God is powerful, God has stuff for me, and like, I want that. Like I'm not settling for less, like I want that. So this hunger of like asking God and knowing that he's faithful to give it. And I think that was beautiful, incredible, and such a privilege to see. Like, oh, really, really cool.
Yeah, amen. So Maria was like this prophetic powerhouse when we were there. And anytime she spoke, she was quite softly spoken, but God just moved and the room changed. And Pastor Kennedy picked up on this, didn't he? But when Maria would really get into it, she would do this, Like so when the prophetic started, on the tiptoes. So then in the end, as a team, we were all kind of going, here we go, the room's about to move. But yeah, well done, Maria. You really did an incredible job that week. Dad, to you, you've touched on this a little bit, but I wondered if you could highlight why does it matter that we've given, and why should we give towards what happens in Zimbabwe, and why should we pray? And I wonder if you could speak into that a little bit.
It was interesting. We've all given, but until you actually get out there, and when we gave towards Kennedy's truck, we thought, he's got a truck and he's got a car, but when you actually get out there and see the terrain that they have to go over, because these villages that they go to and the churches that they've planted are in really remote areas, so practically the truck that we all gave towards is incredible and amazing, and giving towards the GOAT project as well. It does change lives, and we need prayer on, because some of the people have had goats stolen or goats eaten by hyenas and different things like that. So we just need to continue to pray for Kennedy, for wisdom in continuing with giving goats to different people, for protection over them, and that lives will be changed as a result, because it's a way into preaching the gospel to these people. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, good. Well said. And you're right, people that have received a goat, many of them gave their life to Jesus as a result of it. So he's really reaching the needy, and people that need the resources, but also the good news of Jesus, and both are happening. So yeah, well said. What can we pray for, Abby?
I think I was just going to add on why we should pray for them. And the reason why we should pray is because they genuinely fiercely pray for us. Yeah. They genuinely pray for us. Prisca and Kennedy are always asking, what does One Church need prayer for? And you think, well, we've got everything. To them, we're rich, yet they still fiercely pray for us. So why aren't we praying for them? We should be fiercely praying for them. And so that's why we should pray. And things to pray for, I think just for things like the GOAT Project, I think we've got lots of really strong women out there that have their own businesses and they have lots of farms. And I think just to pray for that to grow. And there's so many youth and lots of kids, there's lots of youth. And I think just to pray that they... you pray for your young people, pray for them, pray for their studies. A lot of times when I'd ask Prisca what you want prayer for, a lot of times it's praying for studying. That's their best chance most of the time for their young people. So a lot of them are going into university or nursing and stuff. So praying for those young people. And it's a lot of pressure on them as well, because if their parents haven't got their education, it's on them to provide that. So praying for that. Praying for these young people, I think it can be very easy for them to slip into things drugs, or slip into, it's very, when you haven't got anything, you can really slip into these other places, to really remaining in church and really remaining that love that God has for them stays within them, just like how you'd pray for your young kids, just pray for them as well. So yeah, I think so.
Well said, Abby. Good. Excellent. So I think we should pray now. It would be good to what's been mentioned there, to pray for that. Also in your own prayers, pray for the team. They have given so much over this last week, and it was non-stop, and God used them powerfully, so pray that they have some good rest this week. But Maria, I wonder if you could lead us in praying for all that's happened in Zim and what will continue to happen. Is that okay? Are we okay to stand and pray? On tiptoes, everyone.
Yeah, Lord God, firstly, Lord, we just give you a massive shout of praise, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that everything that has been done in Zimbabwe was by the work of your hands, by the power of your Holy Spirit, God. And we just pray that over every seed that you planted, Lord God, would you put a protection around it, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're faithful to grow it, and that it will just stir a grace of fire within each and every one of those kids and young people, God. And I pray that it will spread, as we'd already seen, to the older generation as they witness these kids and young people people who were hungry for Jesus. But we pray, as it's been like mentioned, Lord God, over like the GOAT project, we pray that you will just have favor upon each and every one of those families, God, yeah. that as they are faithful and like faithfully work with what they have, God, that you will just have favor and you will provide, that you will multiply, God, that we will see generations that see your goodness and your grace and your provision, and that the hold of poverty will be broken in Jesus' name over them, that we will see generations of fruitfulness over it, God. Would you have favor that doesn't make sense, that will help them see your faithfulness, your love over them, God. We pray for more salvation within that, God, that it will be the center of that project, God. And we just pray that you build sustainability into it, that we will see it broaden and broaden, God. And over those kids and young people, God, would you give them favor in their studies? Would you help them with clarity of mind, of understanding, of like motivation, God? And we just pray that you'll position them according to your will and your purpose for their lives, oh God, that they will meet with you mightily more and more and more, and they will become the men and women of God you created them to be. That there will be favor and you'll open the doors to the professions and the areas you want them to minister within, God. And we just pray that this will spread, Lord God, that we will see the footsteps of you and revival in Zimbabwe, God, that it will kind of have fruitfulness here, God, that we just pray that everything will be over like in your hands, Father. And we know that you are faithful, that your plan is better than ours. So we just pray that your will be done in all of this, God, and that it will just grow, like the church will grow, that there'll be favor in the land, the favor with the building, God, and that more and more souls will be saved in your name, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give these guys a round of applause. Thank you, team.